Change of plans. Is your normal daily life being interrupted lately, or have you somehow escaped the pandemic? The world is on high alert, not just a country here or there, but around our globe. Cancellations and closings are changing by the hour. My grandson's school play was canceled last night. They plan to perform it in school today. They will record it so others can watch it later. His wrestling tournaments have been canceled, and parents were asked not to stay during practices, which are also off the schedule now due to the closing of our local school for at least the next 3 weeks. Don't try to plan a vacation during this time unless you are into staycations. Disney has closed its parks in the U.S. and Paris. TV talk shows are not allowing audiences. The NBA has halted all games. I'm sure you have already heard these things, unless you have turned off mainstream and social media. So what is your reaction? Will you be huddled up at home with kids going stir crazy? Will you be isolated by yourself from fear of getting or passing the virus? How will you pass the time as we wait out the pandemic? Perhaps it would be a good time to give Father more attention. Has your spiritual life been lacking anything? If you find yourself having to change your plans, consider how you can honor the Lord. Shout for joy to Adonai, all the earth. Break forth, sing for joy, sing praises. Psalm 98:4. The world may go into shutdown mode, but you don't have to. It may be tempting to stay in bed longer or find another escape, but as the streets quiet down, like Sundays used to, it will be easier to hear Father's soft voice. Will you let Him draw you nearer or be trapped in the panic with those who just can't believe His plan is good? If you have chosen Christ as your Savior, choose to spend your downtime in His presence. No one can isolate Father or cancel His schedule. He is holding your hand.